Psalm 86, verse 11. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. You and I live in a time in which moral absolutes have been dismissed as being culturally irrelevant. In fact, most people today don't believe in moral or absolute truth. They believe that all truth is relevant. All truth is changeable. All morality is cultural. A large percentage of people, including church members, do not even believe that truth is absolute. In this time of rejection of moral standards, few people live by any standards, let alone by God's standards. Is it any wonder that institutions around us are crumbling, be they governments, business establishments, marriages? Without biblical standards, each person does as they please and what is right in their own eyes. They serve their own needs and purposes and don't give God or others a second thought. But there is absolute truth, God's truth, and God calls us to align ourselves with Him and His truth. The struggles you and I are facing today are not because the scripture is unclear, but like so many personal challenges, are the result of sin and rebellion. So today, let each one of us examine our own heart, ask God to reveal to us where we stand, and make the decision to trust His word and walk in His truth. On behalf of our pastor, Reverend Mark Dawes, I wish for you a happy and prosperous new year. I am your host, Donald Blake. May I invite you to join us again next week.